This is a fascinating story. Don Chapman will join us to talk about that. People who, and he at one point was born in Canada, in Vancouver, and then at one point in his life at a young age, he lost his citizenship. You have to let him describe it, because it's like, I read it over and I went, it's a little confusing, but my God, is this ever a compelling story.
Okay.
Well, joining me on the line is Don Chapman. Here's the concept. There are Canadians in this country who are not Canadians, yet they should be Canadians. Yet for some reason, well, the reasons are clear. It's a mangled policies of not just this government, but previous federal governments. Mr. Chapman, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Well, let's go back to, and this blows me away, to how the government used to look at families. In that wives were the property of husbands.
Yes.
And the children born in wedlock were the property of the man.
That's
children
correct.
Born outside of wedlock were the property of women.
Well, the whole lost Canadian issue is basically, you couldn't be talking about it on a better day, it's a women's rights issue.
That's right.
It was all about, which is kind of ironic, because not one women's group ever lifted a finger to help us on this. The laws were written, and please excuse me, but the only way to say it is to tell the truth, by pompous, rich, British white men in the mid-1800s. And the laws were not just to Canada, but all the Commonwealth countries, and it stated, and this is the exact wording, married women, minors, lunatics, and idiots will be classified under the same disability for your national status. And these laws have been just really hard to get rid of in Canada because nobody believed it. And it's hard to imagine, but that law is still in the books right now in Canada and being enforced, but only to people born before 1947. And there are other anomalies in law that still need correcting. And that's what this bill C-24 is to do, is to finally recognize lost Canadians. But here's the deal. The parliamentarians don't understand citizenship law. Now, I'm an airline pilot. I would hate to send somebody on an airplane with a pilot who'd never flown before, and that's what we do in Ottawa. We send people to Ottawa. They get onto the Citizenship Committee. They know everything there is to know about immigration and refugees, but nothing about citizenship. And we're stuck with these very convoluted, very confusing laws, but unfortunately, they're still being implemented. And we're in court against the government on this, and I think Bill C-24 is their answer, but it still doesn't fix the entire issue.
So why is it, because the Conservatives, for example, a number of years ago, tried to address this issue, tried to bring it up to modern-day standards, if you will, and yet they failed, and now they're trying it again. What's the difference between their approach then and now?
Again, I hate to say this, it's still great ignorance of the law. Canadian citizenship existed since Confederation. The first Governor General of Canada in 1867 stood up and said, we've just created a new nationality called Canadian citizenship. There have been four or five Supreme Court decisions about Canadian citizenship. The latest was just a year ago, where the Attorney General argued that the Métis were full-fledged citizens of Canada in 1870. But the problem with the last bill was the citizenship minister, who was then Jason Kenney, decided to listen to his bureaucrats, who told him that Canadian citizenship didn't exist before 1947, and that the first time we actually had citizens in Canada was in 1947. So therefore, he took the law only back, the retroactivity of the law, back to 1947.
So that means that the people who fought in World War II for this country weren't Canadians?
That is correct.
What?
That's what the government has said. But again, they don't know their laws, because in the 1921 Canadian census, in the enumerator instructions, they flat out said the word Canadian, the word national, and the word citizen all meant the same thing. So the government, and Kenny tried to get out of this by saying, well, they were Canadians, but they weren't citizens. But the fact is, they were both. And now the government has been stating, well, we were British subjects before 47. Yes, we were. But British subject status didn't go away in Canada until 1977. So what we were British subjects, British nationals, and Canadian citizens. We were all four of those. And if the government is accurate by arguing in court, which they've been doing, they have made it quite a point to say that citizenship didn't exist. And when we brought up the case of the war dead, all 114.
Well, Don Chapman is my guest. He is the leader of the Lost Canadians. We were talking about, very quickly, just to sum up for people who just joined us, because this can be a little difficult to follow. If you can, 15 seconds, just sort of tell people what Lost Canadians, what that's all about.
Well, it was just very discriminatory and antiquated laws in Parliament that are still in the books, and people are being judged today based on these laws that are not charter compliant. I mean, several of the laws were written in the mid-1800s, and Canada's better than this. We should update our Citizenship Act to make everything charter compliant.
All right. You were about to tell me the story of Michael and Sarah Curry, I believe?
Yes. We were in Parliament. This was last year on D-Day, June 6th, and Michael and Sarah just happened to be born in Lars, Germany, both children of Canadian servicemen serving for Canada. They came to Canada and by chance met each other as they were growing up in Canada. They married, and Michael has now served like his father in the Canadian services. He's done 3 tours of duty in Afghanistan. They wanted to adopt a child from Haiti, and the government says, no, your child won't be Canadian because you haven't shown a substantial connection to Canada. 3 tours of duty as a Canadian soldier, being brought up in Canada, going to school, 30 years in Canada, something's wrong. And see, in citizenship law, we have to finally make sense out of it. And what we really need is a brand new Citizenship Act. But the problem in Canada is no one understands citizenship. They understand immigration. They understand refugees. And we have to update it. We also have to go back to our history and correct it. Because what has happened is we've been kind of living a lie for at least 70 years in Canada. And it completely re-changes and revises what our history is. The Chinese born in Canada. If the government is allowed to say citizenship didn't exist before them, then people born in Canada who fought for Canada, died for Canada, mm-hmm. yet they were Chinese, revert to stateless registered alien.
Now, this just had to do with the fact that they were interned, the Chinese were in Canada, right, because of the refugees.
Well, that was the Japanese.
Well, that was the Japanese. And then why the Chinese? I'm sorry.
The government had exclusion acts. Canada was a really very racist country prior to 1947.
Uh-huh.
And they had all these exclusionary laws, whether it was Chinese, whether it was Jewish, Indo, the First Nations people. And in essence, if we keep the old citizenship laws alive, we keep a lot of that discrimination alive. So what we're trying to do with the Lost Canadians is correct the legislation, which will then retroactively correct everything going backwards. And all of our war dead, as I say, they're all on the line on this one. Were they Canadian citizens? Well, they were sent to war being told that they were. There were, as I say, Supreme Court decisions saying citizenship existed prior. And then finally, we shouldn't today be denying people citizenship just because they were born in or out of wedlock. That's absurd.
Okay, so let me ask you about the Japanese that were interned. What was their status?
Well, again, if there was no such thing as Canadian citizen, then they weren't citizens of Canada. But the government, in one hand, says they were citizens. That's the Department of Natural Defense. But Citizenship and Immigration says they weren't. There was a court case in 1946, after the war, where the government of Canada decided to deport a lot of these Japanese. These are people that were born in Canada, had nothing to do with Japan. And they had served, some of them, or had been put into internment camps. And now, after the war, the government decided to cancel their citizenship and send them to Japan, a country that did not want them. They didn't speak the language. It was war-torn. And these were Canadians. And so in the court proceedings, they canceled the Canadian citizenship against upwards of 10,000 people. And it wasn't till a few years later when Canada was entering into the United Nations did they kind of start conforming to the United Nations standards of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was written by a Canadian. Then they invited these people to come back to Canada and restated their citizenship. So the Japanese were really hosed, if you will, both by the internment and by the cancellation of their citizenship.
Right. You talked earlier, you touched upon, Don, the fact that this is mostly, if not all, but certainly a vast percentage of this has to do with women's rights. Explain that.
Well, it was just that the laws in the mid-1800s were so against women. Again, married women, minors, lunatics, and idiots will be under the same disability. A lot of Canadians are very familiar with the famous five and the famous persons case where in 1929 women were finally deemed to be people in Canada. The lost Canadians were, in a sense, the children of the famous five, because the women, well, they won the right to be a senator or a judge, and to say that they were actually a person in Canada in 1929, they did not win the rights to their own children till 2009, and then only for women that came after 1947. So we're still fighting the pre-47 issue. But, for example, a Canadian woman goes down to the States and had a child with an American in the U.S. The woman did not have a right to pass on citizenship to the child because the connection to Canada came through a woman. Reverse it. The American is the woman, and the male is Canadian. In that case, the child would be Canadian because the connection came through a man. Those laws, again, can still be on the books for certain circumstances, and it's time to update it so women and men in citizenship law are absolutely equal. But again, it's a very confusing issue because it's so complicated. The solution, however, is very simple. It's just equal rights. Write the law so that everybody is equal, problem solved. That has been the problem of Parliament, is not only are they ignorant of the laws, they have been indifferent. They don't seem to care. That's too bad. We can do better in Canada. And it wasn't just Canada. It was all the Commonwealth countries. They all had these laws because they were written by the British.
Sir,
today, just Canada.
And it's just Canada today. And yet our neighbors to the south, just an hour away from where I sit right now, they haven't undergone these kinds of difficulties and then aren't dealing with these problems.
No, and it was very simple with them because they say citizenship in the U.S. started, I think it was, 1776. We have a starting date of 1867. It's just the only ones not to understand that yet is the government. And so we have lots of people born before 1947, hence we have a problem. And even your Senator Lorna Milne from Toronto, her father was mayor of Toronto. When I confronted Senator Milne, she came to me and said, my mother was questioned on her citizenship when my father was mayor of Toronto. Senator Romeo Dallaire was stripped of his citizenship. These laws are crazy. And yet, under Bill C-24, an awful lot of very famous people will end up being Canadian. A lot of people.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. I mean, Mary Pickford from Toronto, she'll end up being Canadian. Max Sennick. Gene Hackman, Shirley MacLaine, Warren Beatty, Eric Clapton.
Why? How?
Because they were born to Canadian mothers. Most of them, or some of them were born to Canadian fathers. And finally, the government, with Bill C-24, will recognize that both a man and a woman have equal rights to pass citizenship on, so therefore they will start being recognized as having been a Canadian citizen.
This is a fascinating story, Don. I appreciate you taking the time this afternoon.
Thank you, Tim.
All the best to you.
Thank you.
Don Chapman. He is the man who is vehemently fighting BC-24, and he is the founder of Lost Canadians.